It's always good to get back in the meeting rooms with the players, and after we make corrections, and now we're moving on to the next opponent and looking for ways to get better. So, it was a good day's work. And guys were very focused, very determined, looking to rebound from a very disappointing outing, especially in the run game on Sunday. And so, you could feel that determination and that resiliency from this group today. And so I feel pretty good moving forward. Typically, it's just consistency and performance. It's just, in this game of football, it's the ultimate team sport. And in order to play great defense and especially run defense, everyone has to be exactly where they need to be on every play. And if it only takes one breakdown to cause a big play. And we really don't have margin for error, especially when you're playing good teams and with good talent. And so everyone has to be on point. And so everything that we saw was correctable. A lot of it we were able to correct in the game. And the biggest thing for us is just taking it from the practice field to the game. That's huge. You go over it in the meetings and the film study, and then you come out here and you walk through it, and then you run through a lot of it, and it looks good, and everyone's sound and solid, and then we just have to take that to the game, and I'm confident that we can get that done. No, it doesn't. It doesn't get easier this week. Absolutely. No. What impresses me the most, I tell you, he's a relentless competitor. Every time he gets the ball, he's trying to take it the distance. He's willing to take the tough yards. He's always looking to fall forward. And with a back like him, everyone is at the point of attack on every play, front side and back side. And so he stresses everyone in your front and in your secondary in terms of leverage and gaps and things like that, because he can hit it anywhere. And so those are the things that really impress you about him. I tell you, he's averaging almost 10 yards a carry. He's a very good back. He's very productive when he gets opportunities. He's a big back. He has good speed. He has good vision. He usually falls forward on contact. He's very athletic. And he's a guy that, gives him a nice 1-2 punch there. And he's fresh when he comes in there and he runs hard. And so that's a huge challenge for us when you have two very, very productive backs behind a physical offensive line and fullbacks and tight ends. Well, at the end of the day, we still have to get the job done, and regardless of who's in there. And that's what we talked to these guys about today. When everyone's where they're supposed to be and executing and trusting their technique and taking it to the game, then we're able to stop people in the run game. And so consistency and performance. And that's what has to happen. They're going to run the ball. It's going to be a very similar run game scheme-wise than from what we just saw on Sunday. And so we'll prepare. And then the biggest thing is we're going to take it from the practice field to the game and be ready for that challenge. Well, we showed them a series of clips from the previous game. I think there were maybe 10 to 12 clips of everyone on the defense in the run game doing exactly what they were supposed to do, and they were 2 to 3 yard gains. And so that's encouraging. We're looking to build off of those plays, and when you can get that type of execution in a game on a consistent basis, then you have a chance to stop people. And so we're building on what we've shown that we can do in games with the guys that we do have. And we just need to do it on a more consistent basis.